Whoa,
sound effects. What's even possible with an online fitness business? You might have these big dreams, but are you willing to put in the work to see them come true? We'll talk about it.
Do you want to create, market, or scale your online fitness business? My name's Sean Garner, and here we give real fit pros the tips, tools, and strategies they need to succeed online. Welcome to the EntreFit Podcast.
Oh boy, guys, that was a little rough. Sorry about that. That's what happens from doing these live. I want to be my authentic self. Guess what? The intros are not always sharp and perfect because I just do all of this live. Actually, if you're in the EntreFit Coaching program, you can sign up for that. It's EntreFitCoaching.com and book a free blueprint strategy call with me. See if this is a good fit for you. If you are a real fitness professional that wants to create, market, or scale their online fitness business, come join us. You get your first week for only $1 in our coaching program. And we actually stream the podcast live as it's being recorded, and it's released a couple days or weeks later in the future for you nice little podcast listeners. So thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe, share this with a fit pro friend if it adds value. But what I want to share with you guys today, because I had the opportunity, I talk to dozens of fitness professionals each and every week, and everybody has big dreams, and I love it. I personally do not ever want to shut someone's dreams down, tell them they can't do it, tell them it's impossible, but I do feel kind of morally obligated to tell people the work that is required to have the success that they want. We live in a very much Insta-famous world where people think that it's just going to take a few Instagram posts, put a link in my bio, and then, hey, there you go. I'm a six-figure, seven-figure trainer, and it's going to be just sitting on the beach with my laptop. Easy, easy, easy. I will tell you this. I have never found somebody that is successful, and I mean truly successful, not like Instagram fake successful, but like truly successful that told me it was easy. Not one. I can't think of, before I make a statement like never or always, I try to be very cautious with my words and select them, but I cannot think of one person that says, yeah, honestly, becoming a millionaire for me was pretty easy. All I had to do was 1, 2, 3, and it just worked. No, I hear stories of perseverance, of drive, of never quitting, of long days, sleepless nights, multiple failed attempts before finally it popped for them. And so I say that just because I'm afraid that sometimes people oversell online training and undersell the work that's required, because it's like, especially people that do what I do with online coaching and consulting and stuff, they want to make it sound like it's easy because everybody can be a six-figure trainer. I believe they can, but this is the problem. I also know very few people want to put in the work, because I will tell you this. The process and steps that it takes to have a successful business, especially a successful, and I'm saying, you know, six-figure plus, seven-figure plus online fitness business, the process and steps around that, they are simple. But please, please, please do not confuse simple with easy, right? We can relate that with what you guys do with your fitness clients. If you really think about what somebody needs to do in order to transform their body, the process is simple, right? There's not some secret supplement you're going to give them and all of a sudden the fat's going to drop off. There's not some secret core exercise that you're going to have them do and instantly they get shredded six-pack abs, right? No, the process is pretty simple. You've got to show up, and you've got to actually put in effort. You've got to follow a structured program and plan. You got to be committed and you got to stick to it, see it through, even whenever it feels like you hit those plateaus and you get past the rookie gain stage and you actually have to start training. The process around that is pretty simple, but getting somebody to commit to that, to put in the work and to see it through the end, that is not easy. And that to me is what I think the entrepreneur journey, especially this online entrepreneur journey is. the process around this stuff, guys, it's simple. It really is. I even tried to oversimplify it by breaking it down into three steps that I teach clients. You need a community. That's just fancy talk for you need somebody to sell it to. You need an offer. You need a thing to sell them. And then you need systems. You need marketing systems, sales systems, client fulfillment systems to make sure that that is a repeatable process. That's it. The process, guys, is simple. Now, making those things work each and every day, that is not easy. The reason being and why I see so many people fail, not just with online fitness business, but with anything that they put their mind to, is they lack discipline, they lack consistency, and they are horrible managers of their time. They don't own their day owns them, and they just spend the entire day putting out fires and being reactive instead of proactive for their business and for their life. Think about that. So just those three things that I said, right? Community offer and then system. So community, in order to build a community online, you got to create great content. Well, you got to create and commit to doing content every single day. And guess what? For the first 6 months to a year, you might not get anybody that even views it and likes it. And you have to commit to it and see it through. Because if you actually care about changing lives, like that's the thing everybody says, oh, I want to be a trainer because I want to change lives. I love it. But if you're actually serious about that, you're going to see it through no matter what a social media algorithm shows you. You're going to sit there and see it through no matter how many likes or followers you get. Because if you're actually committed to the process, you're going to stick through and see it through no matter how difficult it's going to be. But the problem is it's difficult to have that energy and to have that fire to show up to create content when you know your mom's probably and her friends are the only ones that are viewing that. That's how I spent the majority of starting off with my online stuff, is I was creating this stuff, wondering if anybody's even listening to it, wonder if anybody's even paying attention. Is anybody even reading these emails that I'm creating? Well, that you can actually tell the stats on. But that being said, you do that stuff and you show up every single day. That is tough to do. Especially when you don't get that instant gratification of, oh, you got a new like, a new follower. That doesn't matter, guys. What matters is actually who becomes a customer, because that's another separate topic between customers and followers. But showing up every day and creating that content to build a community, to take something, start from scratch, and to build it up. The process is simple, but the work is not easy. Second thing, to create your offer. Process of creating an offer is, it's simple. Okay. Put together all the things that you want to sell and give to these people that you created and built a community around, and then put a price point around it. That process is pretty simple. What's difficult, though, is overthinking, analyzing, doing, dealing with imposter syndrome. Well, this trainer's charging this much. I'm not as good of a trainer, or I'm a better trainer than them, and they're charging this much. Dealing with all the mindset stuff, dealing with being told no, whenever you have poured your heart and soul into your career to get all of these skills and tools that you have in your toolbox as a trainer, and then to push that offer in front of somebody that you know you can help, and then being told no over and over and again. How do you deal with overcoming objections with your sales process and your whole offer that you've created? That is not easy, friend. And then the third thing, building out systems is easy. I'm going to give you a quick hack right now. Start a Google Doc and write down every single thing that you do, and then find and look for ways and tools to automate those things. There's tools like Zapier. There's different email marketing campaigns. There's simple website builders like ClickFunnels, like Squarespace, that make that stuff really, really easy. But that's not the fun Instagrammable stuff. That's not easy to want to sit up late at night typing in spreadsheets, building out automation flows to automate your system so it can scale, to type out sales scripts, to test and split test headlines on websites. That is not easy to want to show up and do that stuff every day. But I tell you what, the people that you actually see make it and break through, They didn't just do it in 90 days. It didn't just work. The first thing that they did didn't just all of a sudden magically happen for them and make them successful. It took showing up every single day. They committed to the process of what they wanted to see through. They knew that when they don't quit, they win. And they saw everything through to completion. They were committed and they were disciplined. They showed up no matter what, every single day. So, sorry, I feel like I was preaching there. I wanted to share that with you guys because that's on my heart, because I see so many
fitness professionals especially that are amazing at their craft of fitness, but they are failing miserably when it comes to actually creating and running a business in this online world. Things are moving online, 100%. You guys have to realize that this is not just a COVID thing where people were just going online for a little bit. You have to have an online presence. You need to have an online offer. Even if you have a brick and mortar facility, you need to have a way to reach people and serve clients when they travel. You need to have a way to reach clients that maybe just come in for a drop-in and they connected with you and they want to train with you. You need to be able to maximize your online presence so you're ranking on the first page of Google, so you're standing out online, so you build this online tribe and community so people are actually driving traffic to your website and to your facility for you. Even if you don't want to go full-time online, you have to maximize this, guys. And so if you are a real fitness professional, that's what we do with EntreFit. We only help the real ones, not the Insta-famous booty model, hold your protein jug, take your brand deal selfies. That's not what we do. We help the real ones, the ones that have committed to their craft of fitness. They are super passionate about transforming and changing the lives that they are called to serve. But man, this business stuff, it's either difficult for them or they're looking to optimize it and streamline it and truly scale a business with all things leveraging digital. So if that's you guys, love the opportunity to work with you. If any of this stuff that I said today resonates and you're like, yes, I want that. Love to have you join our coaching program. You guys, you can check out more information at that. It's EntreFitCoaching.com. Again, it's EntreFitCoaching.com. Or if you want to, you can send me a text. This is not a mass texting list you're sending. This is my phone number. It's 1-833-445-1348. Again, it's 1-833-445-1348. And all that information is down in the description below. Just text me FitPro to that number so I know you're actually a legit trainer and not just somebody randomly telemarketing messaging me. I would love to connect with you, hear more about what you are doing with your current fitness business, what your blockers are, where you're looking to take it. And then let's set up maybe a time to talk and connect, see if this coaching program would be a good fit for you guys. So guys, show up every day. When you don't quit, you win. And we can ultimately go and change more lives. Guys, love you so much. Thank you for listening. Have an awesome day.